Athletics Hall of Fame. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know who I have to thank for that, but I would start with Boots Donnelly because he was the guy who was rotating zone defenses before colleges were, and he was my position coach at Father Brian. And I was, as he would tell you and remind everybody, is that I was a slow horse. So for a minute they looked open, but usually I was coming. All I had to do is catch the ball once he put me in that position. So that was that. I mean, Boots was a man way ahead of his time. And, well, he proved himself.
Well, he's in the College Football Hall of Fame, yeah.
So. Yeah. But we would, you know, he was the first one really. I mean, I went to Auburn after that, and they weren't even doing anything near what he was doing. But he would basically make the quarter – the safety on defense was the quarterback, and you would make a call based on their formation, and then – whatever the quarterback did would determine the zone you went to. So you had to have, you know, people in the defensive backfield that were aware. And so a lot of times the defensive halfback would rotate up and take the shallow outside. And that for a moment, that would make the guy going deep look like he was wide open, but generally he wasn't. And I was coming.
Well, that senior year, Tom, 14 interceptions. Man, I bet you replay your kids, your twin sons, Lauren and Kendall. I bet you tell them all about those, every interception, right?
You know, it's kind of funny because the girls didn't really, you know, football was football, but it wasn't something that they asked me a lot about. And, you know, and then the boys – there's a whole other story I think I've told you about that and how they were – their mother didn't really want them playing because of concussions. And then when they finally decided to play, the coach didn't think they were very good. But you can't coach fearlessness and you can't coach the things that they had intuitively. And then they grew 9 inches after. So I'm looking at Nathan right now. He's and Steven, and they're twins. And one of them, you know, they're both – approaching 6'3", 6'4", and Nate, they both work out, and I think Nathan said he was proud. Just he said, "Dad, I weigh 180 pounds." So they, you know, you talk about it. If you were 6'2" and weighed, when I went to Father Ryan, I was 6'2" and probably weighed 115 pounds, and I graduated, I probably weighed 175 pounds, and then when I went to Auburn and went through their workout program, I was at 205. 215 within, you know, 6 months really of getting down there. But you couldn't skip out. That was the difference. You know, there's a coach at every position in the weight room, and you'd had to work out. And of course, we were doing everything. Everybody was doing everything illegal, so you worked out all the time. I was telling the story. You knew who the stars were because they were all driving the same 442s. Like seven of them. And if they're really a star, it was a souped up one, you know, had the racing stripes and everything. I think it was Sonny Smith or Sonny King at Birmingham. Anyway, it was the same over at Alabama, too.
I wonder when you was going to get that in. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, Tom, congratulations, as Greg said, on your soon-to-be induction in the Father Ryan Athletics Hall of Fame. And I'm going to tease you a little bit that your state record of 14 interceptions is amazing now. You know, I didn't know in a whole season that you guys would be – the defensive backs would even be tested 14 times.
Well, we were the beauty of my because later on another kid from Father Ryan, I think he tied that record, and they were on not a terrible team, but they were like 5-5. But we were if anybody's out there old as me remembers, we were 9-0, and NBA was 9-0, and Fred Fisher was the quarterback over there, and they had a great team, and we played them at the clinic, well, not in the Clinic Bowl, but at Vanderbilt Stadium. It was the first high school football game played there, and we came out onto the field after we warmed up, and there were 30,000 people there, and it was the most amazing feeling to go out there and to see that. And but the bigger point was we were always usually had to lead, so other teams were forced to pass. And another thing that Boots always made us do, and Boots prized, and I'm being smart and preparing, but more than anything else, he wanted somebody who could be the quarterback, but he would make us watch film. We watch film. So at that level, the tendencies are unbelievable. I watched Tannehill make a pass last week, and he looked the safety off. I mean, he looked him off and then threw across his body to the open receiver. And see, that didn't come in high school. You know, they'd lock on. You could just, I mean, I could sometimes before the, after the play before, I knew where they were going because the guy had run back. I was wide open. And, you know, and you watch the body language go all the way to the huddle, and then the quarterback listens to him, and then you know they're coming back to him. So all you have to do is make him look like he was a step ahead of you and step across. But being ahead always gave me more opportunities.
Tom Morales, yep, Nissan of Cool Springs, also our My Team Insurance, rather, Prep Legend of the Week. Talk, you know, you tell, I've heard the story, but you got to tell it again. When you showed up at Auburn, when they signed you, and you got your locker room assignment, tell that story.
Well, I'll tell you as much as I can, but they were like, you know, you go into the locker rooms, and back then you could sign 45 players, plus they gave half scholarships, partial scholarships, and all that, so you might have 80 or 100 people in the locker room. And I couldn't find my locker. They put white, you know, athletic tape above the locker with your name on it, and I couldn't find mine. I went around that locker room like two or three times. That was the first thing I realized, is I wasn't very important in their plan. But I went up to Coach Waltrip, Hub Waltrip, and I said, "Coach, I can't find my locker." He says, "What's your name?" And I said, "Morales." So he gets his clipboard out, flips through about three or four pieces of paper, and he says, "Oh, you're over here." So he leads me out of the main locker room into a side locker room. Think this is 1972.
Yeah.
And I'm in there with nine black guys and Morales. And I mean, it was like, I definitely know I was the slowest guy in that room, but it was like all the stars. So I was like, man, but they didn't know what Morales was. So they put me in the segregated locker room, which it's a fun story, and I still talk to a lot of the guys that were in there with me, and it was but it was eye-opening because I came from Father Ryan, and Father Ryan was the first integrated high school in the state of Tennessee, and that was 1958, so think about that.
Yeah.
And so 14 years later, and I'm in the locker room, so I was stepping back in time, and I realize that. And I'm not picking on Auburn now. I love Auburn. I've had great experiences there. But it was an eye-opener.
Also, the time you shook hands with Bear Bryant. I'm playing all the Tom Morales hits these days.
Well, you know, that was another thing that was like I was out of my element. I didn't realize until that day what a rivalry was. But back then, we still played freshman football games. My freshman year was the first year freshmen were eligible to play varsity football. So we had Chris Wilson was a kicker. He lettered, and a couple other players, but maybe three off the freshman team even saw the field on a varsity. So we were in a full-blown freshman schedule, and we're playing at Denny Stadium, and back then it was AstroTurf. And I just remember warming up before the game, and, you know, they're throwing passes, and we threw the pass, and it was over on the Alabama sideline, and Auburn, all white, they're, of course, in maroon. And I go and grab the ball, and I look up, there's Bear Bryant, you know. I'm saying, Jesus, that's Bear Bryant. I'm going to introduce myself. So I put my hand out, and I said, "Hey, I'm Tom Morales from Nashville, Tennessee." And he put his arm around me and said, he says, "I'm Bear Bryant. Have a good game, kid." And man, that stuck with me. That's how many years. And I went to the Auburn sideline. I was cussed. I mean, not just cussed, but dog cussed. And that's when I realized what the rivalry was about. And we had Shug Jordan on our sideline. It was a recruiting game. They had 43,000 people for a freshman game.
Yeah,
at wow. Denny Stadium. It was like, you know, big time. So it was a lot of things that I learned down there. It stuck with me, and I've always appreciated my time there. It was a time where I didn't, But, I mean, think about this. You're a freshman at Auburn, and you're also in the lottery draft, and all your dreams were in front of you, but you didn't know whether you were going to go to Vietnam. And so I was a relatively low number, November 8th. It was like 92 or something, as I remember, and they were getting up into the 70s. So, you know, you take it and you realize, hey, do I want to crash my body here, or am I going to South America or Canada? Am I going to Vietnam? I mean, there was a lot of things that were going through, and I feel like we're in that same time period again. And, you know, music rescued us from the 70s, from the Vietnam era. That was our COVID of my youth. And now I'm wanting to see what's going to rescue us from, I'm hoping science will rescue us so everybody can feel comfortable. And we need 100% of the people believing that it's over with or it's real than we do divided as a country and as a people. I mean, it is a sad thing. When I was at Auburn, when you're 14 years old and Vietnam War's going on and you're 18 and it's still going on and everybody knows it's wrong, I mean, that is heavy, heavy. And I think it's prepared me for now. I always ask, and I tell young people, pay attention, and I think that's the best advice you can give people. And that's what I did in football. I listened and I paid attention. And Boots, when Boots gave me my opportunity, he said, I was playing offense. I was second-string quarterback. I was a wide receiver. And he said, if you ain't going to use Morales, send them over here. And back then, think Father Ryan, all boys school, 120 kids go out for football. And so he says, you know what to do. I want you to safety. I said, yeah, I know what to do. So he looked at me like, you're full of S. And Boots had a way, man. Boots is the master motivator. He said, okay, you know what to do. Get out there.
Hey, Tom, you know, everybody who doesn't know, Tom owns the Southern Steak and Oyster, Acme Feed and Seed, and some other properties and different things that you're involved with. Really one of the leading business persons in Nashville. And I know the Southern Steak and Oyster reopened last weekend, Acme Feed and Seed soon to come. And it just, yeah. And so, yeah, it's been crazy times, huh?
Yeah, it has. And you say I own them, they own me right now. So. We're cautiously optimistic. I think it's like a beach ball. You know, you push it underwater, and there's this demand that's created. And when you finally can release it, I think it'll explode out of that water. And I think that's the same thing with. I think everybody's ready to get back. I don't think everybody's comfortable getting back. And I just wish we had some strong leadership that would pull us together and unite. And so I really think it's time for America to be America and be on the same team, especially when it's life and death of people. I mean, we had a manager who lost 22 pounds, was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and he's still not recovered, and it's been 2 months. So. And he's 43 years old, and we had one of you know Carson. She was in the hospital, marching girl, and she, you know, she thought it was like a hard case of the flu. And then a week ago, she went into the hospital again with stroke symptoms. But she's back, and a lot of people, it's nothing. Other people, it's serious. So I just think we need to respect each other. It's not hard to wear a mask, and you know, people put up an umbrella when it's raining. They put on a raincoat. Come on. You know, it's not that hard. We're not going to melt from the rain. I don't see it. And I put a mask on, not for me, for you. So I just can't see the political aspect of that right now. And I know we all have friends that have underlying conditions. And, you know, I've got friends that are in the music business that hadn't been out of their house in 5 months because if it gets in their lungs, their career's over. So, you know, it's just, I just wish everybody would just come back to the middle. I think that's the answer.
Tom, we could talk all day. You know that. And you know what I think of you and your family.
I love you.
Thanks for joining us. And once again, congratulations on the induction into the Father Ryan Athletics Hall of Fame. That's it's pretty cool, man, to have your high school honor you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. See you, Tom.
Bye-bye.
All right. Tom Morales, of course. You heard it. I mean, he's...